One year ago today, the space shuttle Columbia broke apart as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. All seven astronauts aboard were killed. The Columbia Accident Investigation Board found last August that during takeoff, an errant chunk of foam from the shuttle's external fuel tank punched a hole in the left wing of the spacecraft. Hot gases penetrated the wing, leading to Columbia's destruction. The board concluded that cultural and communication problems within NASA's management contributed to the disaster. In last November's Atlantic Monthly, William Longavisha wrote about the Columbia accident investigation, and he joins us from the studios of the BBC in Paris. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Here we are a year later. Has the space agency absorbed the lessons of the Columbia accident and the subsequent investigation?
Well, of course, that's the billion-dollar question. On some level, I'm sure that the space agency has done that. And on the most technical level, that is, what can be done mechanically to the space shuttle to keep this specific accident from happening again. On the more difficult level, though, of the management failures that led to this accident and the sort of the culture at NASA, I doubt whether much has been done. There's certainly no indication of that. What it amounted to in this case, as in the previous shuttle accident, was a lack of internal communication where certain groups were very concerned and were, in a sense, quite aware of the specific problem and the sort of solution that would have prevented the accident. Those people were not allowed to be heard by the mid-level managers within NASA who were running this mission. And they, in turn, were operating under pressures from the high level of management and out of Washington headquarters. So there was a management failure at NASA that went across the board, and that is what the Gehman Commission, the CAIB, found in its report.
A similar investigation did follow the Challenger accident in 1986, and the results pointed to similar cultural problems. The Columbia is a different generation, so how is it that NASA didn't change?
Again, it's the great question, but the simple answer is that such change is extremely difficult to achieve, especially with an outfit like NASA that is inherently isolated. It has developed a culture of arrogance, intellectual arrogance, and is also very defensive. Not that such changes are impossible. I mean, we have seen in the U.S. military over the decades past, the U.S. military coming out of the disaster of Vietnam did a remarkable job of fixing itself.
If change is possible, then can or will there be change this time?
I doubt it. And in fact, the latest news from the space world, which is President Bush's initiative to go back to the moon and go to Mars, if it is to be taken seriously, would have the opposite effect. I mean, it's allowing NASA a natural cover to sort of move on and not to grapple, really, with this more difficult internal problem. It's not that people within NASA want to be incompetent. In fact, they are competent people as individuals. It is that the culture they live in that surrounds them has turned somewhat, or some would say very, sour. And that's something that is very, very difficult for individual managers within NASA to solve.
Is there a cultural difference in NASA between those who deal with manned spaceflight and those who are dealing with, like, the rovers and Hubble?
Yes, I think, in fact, this is my mistake and my apologies, because what I'm talking about here is simply the human spaceflight side. I don't know anything about the robotic side of NASA. I've had no exposure to it. It has a reputation for not being like the human space side. And I think partly that's understandable in the sense that there's much less glory associated with it. And glory is part of the problem that NASA has faced. I mean, the glory of the Apollo missions is what was at the core, at the start of the problems that NASA had.
William Longavisha is a national correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly. His article, Columbia's Last Flight, appeared in the November issue of the magazine. He joined us from the studios of the BBC in Paris. Thank you very much.
Thank you.